You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Del, you see this new Circa hotel? Circa Casino?
I've seen the sports book. A lot of our degenerate tweeting friends have been tweeting about it.
Holy crap. It's adults only, Circa Resort and Casino. $1 billion for first adults-only resort in Las Vegas.
Well,
1.25 million square foot resort boasts the largest sports book in the world. Three different floors can accommodate up to 1,000 bettors. Plus, there's the Mega Bar, 165 feet, the longest indoor bar in Nevada. Offers 120 different beers. All we need is one.
Coors Light.
That's all we need. I think that's a waste. There's 119 beers that we just really don't even need, but okay. 53 spots for seated bar top gaming, 40 double stack TVs, 120 beer taps with a rotating selection. The sports book is unbelievable. How many TVs? Look at the TVs. Holy crap. My goodness. My goodness. This is a bad time to open a casino, though, isn't it?
It feels like an expenditure that's poorly done in terms of the time and the issues going on as far as people traveling. I don't know, but Vegas was open before a lot of other resorts, and people wanted to go there. At least the images we saw. I don't know about it though. It feels bad. Are people going to head to Vegas for the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know. I mean, I would go, but I'm stupid.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. We know that to be the case.
Right? I mean, it looks awesome. I wonder what it's costing, though, what they're charging. Probably exorbitant.
For an adult-only resort. Yeah. That was what Vegas was built on originally, and then it became a kiddie place in terms of attracting young people to go there with their families. But maybe they're trying to get back to the roots. Is the mob involved in this too?
Man, they've got giant screens of televisions outside at the pool. So you can be in the pool, you know, which is obviously a bar pool, and you can watch your games there too. Holy crap.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some images right now of the outside of it. As far as the hotel itself,
you see the one with the girls with the bikinis?
Well, I haven't looked at that. I'm more looking at some of the renderings of the multiple pools, elevated with the tower itself in the background. Looks like a nice place.
Yeah, looks like a nice place. Yeah.
For $1 billion, I would hope so.
Yeah. And they got girls there. I don't know if you heard they got girls there.
Well, I didn't know Vegas had girls.
Yeah, Vegas has some girls there. Pretty sure.
You know, that that place is so warped. It was maybe, I don't know, we were talking about a decade ago. Maybe even longer than that. I was probably maybe a senior in college at the time. And my mom wanted to go to Vegas, so we went to Vegas. And some person at the Bellagio or something was like, Would you like to take your date to a show? I was like, date? What are you talking about? No, the woman who's standing with you. You mean my mom that you just called my date?
Yeah.
And I imagine they see those age discrepancies all the time there. Maybe that guy's with the sugar mom. I was like,
you don't know.
That's just my mom.
Maybe Mama. Maybe your mom was paying you. You don't know.
Well, she paid for my education, among other things, so I guess in that regard, yes. But no, she was not paying me to be there.
Okay.
It was a little weird.
I'm just saying, you don't know.
It reminded me, I was like, because I grew up in California, so going to Vegas was a normal thing. We go there twice a year. But it did remind me that Vegas is a warped kind of place, and they see things like that all the time.
Do you think you and your dad could sleep outside in the parking lot at Circa?
I don't think they allow it.
Probably not.
And I will credit my dad for one thing. At least he did it during the months of, like, October, November. He didn't do it during July when it was 110 outside. He didn't put me through that. But, yeah, the story goes, if you don't know, it's been told a lot of times. As I mentioned, grew up in California. My dad,
a story as old as time.
A tale as old as time, John. My dad would drive around at night. So instead of getting a hotel room, he'd drive around a Circus parking lot and wait for, you know, people to stop patrolling and security, find a parking spot, and that's how we would spend our Saturday night in Vegas. And then, because it would only be a one-day trip, he's like, "We're only gonna be in there for one full day. We're not gonna pay for a hotel. We leave early Saturday morning, get there, spend the day seeing stuff, and then sleep in a flatbed truck.
Why not just drive back? Why you gotta sleep?
Because he was tired. Because we had been on the road since about 4 a.m. in the morning. He didn't want to take that chance.
So he slept in the parking lot, and then you just drove home.
Well, we would do something early Saturday morning. Maybe go get breakfast. Maybe see something, and then head out. We would get back like 4 in the afternoon because I had school the next day.
And you talked the whole way. Chatter, chatter, chatter.
No,
chatter.
He played a lot of Paul Simon.
That's a Paul Simon guy?
Well, at least Graceland, that album he liked.
He did. You listen to, man, this must have been torture for you.
No, actually.
No wonder you hate people.
My dad may have contributed to that, but the trip wasn't it. Actually, That's always something that stuck with me, that Paul Simon album, because it got played quite a bit on the way there, on the way back, on multiple trips. So now that album's on my iPhone.
Oh, my God.
The Graceland album. It's called Indoctrination, John.
I guess. I wonder if my kids listen to Frank. Frankie does, I know. She likes all our music.
Well, yeah, because
JT likes it too.
Played it around the house, and that's what the kind of what they were taught.
That's how it goes.
That's
what they're going to do. 910 ESPN 97.5. Lance was kidnapped, so he's no longer with us. I don't know if he died per se.
I'm not sure what the kidnapper is asking for.
Right,
but he said Lance told us it'd be a temporary kidnapping. He would hope to be back later in the show.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes.
They came to fix his internet, right?
Yes, because he was.
So he doesn't have to be in the car?
Apparently. Yeah. I don't know, but he should be back.
So we got, at the top of the hour, we got the Beat the Limo guy. Let me talk right now about HRP. HRP.net, HRP.net. 281-880-6525. I talked about it yesterday with Dana on. They're big Coug supporters because my colleague played at the University of Houston, and if you're a Coug, and forget that. I mean, sure, you should support your peeps. That's all fine and good. But support HRP because they're the best payroll and HR company that there is. Here's the deal, is you're going to get, this payroll is cheaper than HRP's, so I'm going to go with them. Well, you know what they do? Here's the scam. Here's the dirty little secret in the payroll business. They will, here's the payroll. And then, well, what about a 401k plan? Well, this is your 401k plan. Well, this is your insurance plan. Well, this is your, there's all your benefits packages. But wait, those are pretty expensive. What? But this is what we have. This is our plans. These are our plans. HRP ain't in that business, okay? HRP does payroll. And then they give you cheaper options for all of the other ones. Here's the five that we think are the best. Here's the five insurance we think are the best. Here's the five 401ks we think are the best. This is what HRP does. And then you're saving money. So it's a game, people. Don't let them play you. Don't let those people play you. HRP does payroll, and they do HR, and that's it. And all that other stuff, you know what? They're going to get you the best deals that they possibly can out there. So if you're looking for that kind of payroll company, that kind of honesty, that's what you're getting. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. So let's do some headlines here. How about this headline? Mike D'Antoni and Ime Udoka are finalizing deals to become assistant coaches under Steve Nash with the Brooklyn Nets. Mike D'Antoni, assistant coach. How about he quit here to become an assistant coach? Wow. Under Steve Nash.
Now they he coached him to multiple MVPs, so that's the connection there. I think he coached him as a Laker as well. Didn't that when D'Antoni took that job?
I don't remember. Did he coach him there too?
I think D'Antoni coached the Lakers.
Well, they created the 7 seconds or less offense.
Yes. And Mike D'Antoni was coaching an offense that meant James was dribbling the ball far more times in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Before he took a contested jumper. Right. So
the 23-second offense they created.
Certainly. So D'Antoni clearly was a man who was still interested in coaching. He just decided, and probably the Rockets as well, that he was done here. And he would rather be an assistant here than even entertain the prospect of coaching this team for another year because of issues that stem from maybe the roster, his inability to keep his assistants, and their inability to find a deal. So the brain trust of this Rockets team the last 4 or 5 years are gone. Morey, D'Antoni, but Harden remains.
Yeah. And it's just shocking to me if they do finalize a deal with Nate McMillan. It looks like Nate McMillan and Jeff Hornacek are going to be assistant coaches here. That's you know what? That is saying something about the commitment that Tillman does have. It really is.
Yeah, because those guys aren't going to come cheap.
No, they ain't going to come cheap. No. He's going to have to pay them, and that says something about the commitment. And, you know, and listen, this is in these times. Now, they did only lose 10%, allegedly, of their revenues. So, and somebody asked, is that, you know, are they losing money or are they losing profits?
I think
that's a pretty good question.
I think it's probably profit. Is there any way the NBA, after getting their season back on the ground and how successful it was, could they have actually lost money?
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt that. If you only lost 10%, if you're only making 10% on this, you're probably making more than that, I would think.
Yeah,
no?
I think it's based on what they expect it to earn, right?
Right.
Yeah, as opposed to the 10% cut from what they thought they were going to get. But the Rockets, well, Tillman, did they include the fact that Tillman lost out on big deals, the China stuff? What about what he actually lost, what Daryl Morey cost him?
Yeah, well, the whole league, that was part of it.
Okay.
The league had lost, I forget, that was part of it, what they lost with China, which was a couple hundred million, I guess. I think the number was a couple hundred million. Ronnie Stanley signed a deal this morning, $19.7 per year.
The annual per year is $19.75. Which, as we illustrated, as Lance started laughing and you kind of chuckled.
I didn't chuckle. I threw up.
Okay. Maybe they sound similar to me. It's still over $2 million less than what Laremy Tunsil is getting per year. And Lance talked about it, that the NFL has decided we're ignoring Texans deals. You can't hold us to what that dopey regime did when it came to giving out contracts. We're going to – that is not market value. We'll do what the actual market decides, not
right.
that crazy so place down there.
Isn't that amazing too? And the agent – an agent is so – because all the other agents are going to kill him. Look at – Tunsil's getting 22. Ronnie Stanley's better, and he's only getting 19.7. You see, you got to get away from this agent. The agents will destroy each other over every contract. And no agent ever thinks another agent's contract that he does is any. He's an idiot.
They've always screwed up somehow.
Yeah, they screwed it up somehow, and you could have gotten more if you were with me.
Well, they better watch themselves, because if you're Laramie Tunsil, you go, hey, guys, no one needs an agent, because I didn't need one.
Right, right. Yeah, Laramie Tunsil didn't need one. But Bill O'Brien's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
It's Bill O'Brien's
gone now. So
everyone needs an agent again.
Yeah, you ain't doing that. Guess what? You ain't doing that anymore. Bill O'Brien's gone.
It's so
amazing that you're able to totally dismiss the Bill O'Brien contract.
Yeah.
And everybody thought Bill O'Brien just destroyed the entire salary structure of the NFL. But no. Cooler heads prevailed, and Ronnie Stanley, actually a great tackle, took less money, over $2 million less a year than Laramie Tunsil.
And if Baltimore couldn't have come to a deal with Ronnie Stanley, and they decided to trade him, you know what they weren't going to get? Multiple first-round picks.
And a second?
A team would have been like, no.
Nah.
No, we're not. Just because – and you know better. You guys know. Just because what Bill O'Brien – gave the Dolphins.
No.
We're not giving that to you, and you know you can't ask for that.
God, he's destroyed. Roberto Osuna on waivers. No more Roberto Osuna here. I firmly believe that Roberto Osuna was the beginning of the end for the Astros organization, and the morality of the Astros organization anyway.
So the purge is complete now? No Hinch, no Luno, no Osuna, and no Taubman. So is the purge complete for the Astros?
No. The nightmare won't end. The banging, the cash, the hatred won't end until every guy who was on this team is gone,
and
maybe even until Jim Crane sells the team, because he was a face of it too.
You know, Altuve will be the face of it, despite the fact that he did it. As far as percentage wise, when it was counted, less than almost everyone.
Yep.
He's the face, so you're right. It won't go anywhere until Altuve's career is done here. I think that'll be the time where people will stop pointing to the Astros as that team. I mean, they'll always get talked about a little bit, but as long as Altuve's here, he'll be that guy. When Correa, if he leaves, he'll be fine. Look, Hinch gets a job as soon as his suspension is over, practically.
Once you're on another team, apparently you just didn't do it anymore.
And you can be welcomed back into baseball.
Yes. No, and all the other players are all. If Trevor Bauer and Carlos Correa get on the same team, they're going to be boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
They'll be fine together.
Mm-hmm. Rockets in the news. No Ben Simmons for James Harden trade. Thank you, Raphael Stone. Appreciate it. But maybe Austin Rivers. The rumor is, Chris Sheridan says that Austin Rivers, you have to have Austin Rivers with Doc Rivers, otherwise he's just going to play golf all day.
Now, Austin Rivers was fine here. He was a fine backup point guard here. But imagine, you signed a former NBA champion to be your new coach, and you have to bring on his son to keep him locked in? I hope that's not true for the – well, I don't care. I hope the Sixers fail at everything they do, just the Heat-Sixer thing. But what the hell? If that is a consideration, Daryl Morey's first move is to bring in a backup point guard because he needs to keep his dad in line.
Right. That's just terrible. Apparently, Russ and James Harden were not all in on Jeff Van Gundy, according to Tim McMahon of ESPN. He was on a podcast, said, "I don't know if Jeff Van Gundy necessarily wanted to, you know, have to beg to coach the guys either. I think personality-wise, that might not have been a match." Yeah, I could see that. I think we've been saying that ever since Jeff Van Gundy has been and I think that's why we thought culture change. That's why we thought Jeff Van Gundy was a possibility, because that would have been a culture change here.
I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, and who knows what their lack of all-in was. I wanted to give those two, particularly James, because he's the one we always kind of crush here, the benefit of the doubt, and they'd just be open-minded to the possibility. Not that I just assumed Jeff Van Gundy would be the right guy for the job. Maybe Steven Silas will prove to be the absolute perfect hire. but it just feeds the narrative that a guy with a name that may possibly want to run things counter to what they're used to, particularly James, is someone they can't get behind. It just lets people talk about, well, maybe they're not so serious about what it takes to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Now, I'm getting to Stephen Silas. When you hear more and more and more about Stephen Silas,
I love him.
Yeah, you're starting to see maybe this was a pretty good hire.
I think they can lock in that an accomplished or at least an experienced coaching staff that only helps, because if he's as good on offense as people are talking about, certainly helps when you have Luka and Porzingis on the roster. But if he is that good and he's the one who brought that Dallas offense to maybe the second best offense of all time when following the Warriors, that's appealing.
Yeah.
Then the question is, are you able to get your two best players to adapt, or are you able to adapt your system enough to still be as efficient as you were, but kind of emphasize their strengths?
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how he does it and whether or not the guys are on board with what he's doing. And they can't run behind the scenes either to Tillman. Tillman's going to have to put, work it out. You guys work it out. You ain't coming. You ain't running to me. You ain't running to daddy when you got a problem. Work it out. Because this is how it is. That's your new mommy and daddy.
Well, hopefully they'll have nice godparents in Hornacek and McMillan, whoever they are.
Trevor Lawrence, the Rony. He's got COVID-19. He's got to sit. He's going to sit this week against Boston College. The question is whether or not he's going to be available against Notre Dame next Saturday. That's the big one. And if he's not, and if they lose, what happens? If they lose this week to Boston College, you feel differently about them, don't you?
Yeah, they're coming off a game where now they beat Syracuse by a good margin, but late in that third quarter, they're only up by a score, and a scoop and score for them got them back on track, and then they won going away. If they lose to Boston College, we can kind of push them to the side. Although if they ran the table and won the ACC title, they'd probably right back in the conversation. But it would change the perspective. A lot of people expect them to find a way to win at home against BC, and then the question is Notre Dame. But they still have the buffer because there are no divisions in the ACC, and they and Notre Dame are the only two without a loss. They can lose Notre Dame and see them one more time, and with a healthy Trevor Lawrence, and if they avenge the loss and do it convincingly, they'll be in the playoff. They will, because of all the resume they've built over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep. One loss Clemson team gets there.
They'll be fine, particularly if it's a loss to Notre Dame on the road, a top five team without your starting quarterback.
It'll be interesting, though. Let's say Oak State, Cincinnati, Ohio State. Notre Dame wouldn't go undefeated because they would lose to them in the championship game. If a Pac-12 team is able to go unbeaten, it'll be interesting to see what they Alabama. I forget about them. Let's not forget about Alabama. It'll be interesting to see if they don't hold it against. You know what? We've been holding the conference against Clemson for a while now.
Yeah.
Clemson didn't look all that. Trevor Lawrence didn't look all that great in the postseason last year.
He was a man running the football against Ohio State, but their receivers, if you're talking about a core that lets you down, they didn't look great against Ohio State, elite players in the secondary, and they didn't look particularly great against LSU. I mean, Trevor Lawrence missed some throws, but I don't remember seeing Clemson guys getting separation from those corners against LSU. Fulton and Stingley kind of had their way with, particularly after the second quarter on. I don't remember Justin Ross or T. Higgins making plays.
Mm-mm.
And Trevor Lawrence was off. So, yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence was off.
But the issue for Clemson, at least people look at the ACC this year, currently you have top five Notre Dame because of COVID. So the conference is stronger there. Despite North Carolina losing to Florida State and how ugly that was, that's still another top 15 team. Clemson
they
blew out
good
Miami.
Sometimes, and boy, did they look like crap against Florida State.
Clemson blew out Miami, but that's Miami's only loss, so that's another top 15 team. As far as the pollsters are concerned, the ACC is actually stronger than it has been.
Right. it still has the stigma.
It's not great, but are they would probably consider it stronger than the Big 12.
Well, Notre Dame in it helps, that's for sure.
And who else?
And playing them. And but now there's going to be that asterisk next to it if Trevor Lawrence doesn't play. Even if he does play, he won't have been able to practice, although how much practice does Trevor Lawrence need? He just got to throw a ball.
Yeah, it sucks for Clemson because I'm sure an undefeated season is what they want. They could still get it. But I don't see it as that hurtful unless they lose on tomorrow and then go lose to Boston, then go lose to Notre Dame. If they get through the Boston College game with the win, I don't see it as very damaging to their aspirations, even if Trevor Lawrence doesn't play and they lose.
I'm kind of tired of Clemson in the playoffs, so I hope they lose.
Alabama is still there, so, I mean, who's new blood this year?
Maybe, unless LSU knocks their ass off.
That seems likely.
Yeah. No, it seems very likely.
Isn't the game in Baton Rouge, which means Alabama's going to win?
Isn't
that how it goes?
Alabama always wins.
Yeah, isn't that how it goes for them? LSU's victories, the few that they've had over the last decade, happen in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, Tuscaloosa. That's when they win. They win in odd years when they go – in odd years, they go to Alabama. That's the only time they win national championships, 03, 07, and 19. Time to talk about HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. Or no, I did it already. Let's talk about MyBookie now. MyBookie is something that is just tremendous. If you're somebody that wants to bet on the games, so what do you think of Clemson without, and I'm sure that line has moved, without Trevor Lawrence, probably off the, it's probably off the board. But as soon as they come to a number, as soon as they figure it out, you'll have a number up there because there are so many numbers. It's unbelievable. You want to bet on soccer? If you know anything about European or Australian rules football or if you know anything about volleyball, if you know anything about bocce ball, you can bet on everything. It's unbelievable, and you can get over. And especially on these things that nobody knows anything about. I mean, you can bet and win. And when you bet and win, you get paid at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's a site that is so easy to navigate. You get true odds on all of your parlays. It is a fantastic site. So if you're looking for a place to play and win and get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll double your initial deposit at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. What happened to Lance? Can you get Dell to call Lance and check on him, make sure the garage door didn't fall and close shut, and then he asphyxiated himself? No, that's not the case. And Dell didn't tell him to beat it yet.
No, that comes a little bit later. Although, to be honest, considering how much time he's missed on the show this week, shouldn't he work till 11 today? If he wants to be fair to everyone involved.
Well, because he just took off an entire... Yeah.
Yeah.
No, if he wants to do it in honest day's work...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's missed quite a bit of time this week. He should probably work till 11 today.
Yeah.
But it probably doesn't even cross his mind.
Yeah. This is why I hate Halloween.
because of Lance?
Every one of these stupid shows, Kelly and Ryan, it's all different skits from all The Mandalorian and the Sound of Music and... I just so stupid, and they're just dressed up. It's just so stupid. Stop already. No one cares about your stupid skits. They're not funny. Oh, my gosh.
Why aren't you watching Netflix in the middle of breaks? Why are you watching network television?
It's because my wife's got – I got a setup in here for her, but it's just network television. That's all she cares about is the four local stations.
Well, she's got work to do.
Yeah, she's working. I took over her office, and she's none too pleased with me.
I remember.
When are you going back to work? I'm going back Monday. Okay,
get out of here.
Yes. When can you please go back to work?
I did like at points you could hear you during the break telling her to stop banging on things. What was she hammering something at some point?
Yeah, she was hammering. She's putting up. You know, it's a new place. She's putting up stuff. And
didn't she know you had
hammered.
A job to do?
Hey, can you cut that out?
I'm working here.
Hey, I'm over here working.
You see me, right?
Bring some gabagol.
What's that actually? What's the technical term for that?
Capicola?
Okay, there it is. Gabagol.
It's gabagol. Yeah. And trust me, we got it in the house, okay? We eat gabagol here in this house.
Never had it before.
You have. You probably have.
I doubt it. How many?
Do you ever get an Italian sub?
No, I don't. That's why I know.
Why wouldn't you get an Italian
sub? What's wrong with you? What are you, half a? No.
What's wrong with you?
what kind of man are you?
You ain't a man.
No Italian sub.
You can act like a man.
What's a Hollywood? What did he call him? A Hollywood? I don't even know if that's a proper word I can use. He called him a Hollywood foot. Yeah, I don't want to say it. I'm not sure what it means.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember when he goes, you can act like a man. What's the matter with you? You Hollywood foot. He calls. What word was that? What does that translate to?
I don't know.
I'll play it for you at some point.
Yeah, play it.
You tell me what that means.
He can say it. Well, you can't probably.
Well, it's in The Godfather. They said other things I can't say either.
Yeah. Lance missed so much time this week, he should have to come in for the happy hour and take the mega shot.
He should take a bad shot, yeah.
Yeah, Lance, you should have to go in for the mega shot. Everybody asks, when are you going to go in for happy hour? Right around never. That's when I'm going in. Right around never, I'm going in for happy hour. Okay? I called their show yesterday. I had to call into their show yesterday.
Why?
Well,
they said something stupid?
Apparently, Fred was, you know, we do News of the Weird, and Fred was doing a story, and people were twitching him or tweeting him or I don't know how. But they were saying, oh, Granado did that story this morning.
I'm sure he took that well.
Johnny did the story this morning. And so they were like, we don't care. I don't listen to that show.
Ooh.
I don't care what they were doing. So I just called in and I just said, hey, just so you guys know, I did that story this morning. Bye.
No. You insulted him a little
bit. They got a little disrespectful.
Got a little disrespectful. He's right.
See, this is the clip. You tell me what he's saying.
I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you? Is this how you turn down a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman?
What does that mean?
What can I do?
That's funny.
What is
that? Wait a minute.
A Hollywood foot. What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Play it again.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you? Is this how you turn down a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman?
What is that word?
What can I do?
I'm going to look it up.
How do you even spell it?
Godfather. I'm going to put in,
You Hollywood Finook? What does that mean? I don't think it means something good. Slap the grown man in the face.
Yeah.
Maybe it's another term for halfa. I don't know. I don't know. You know, you want to clean this up and talk to Longhorn
Keith?
Godfather
Part 1 transcript. I'll find it.
While you're doing that, let's talk. Longhorn Keith wants to talk.
Get Longhorn Keith in here.
Texas. What's up, Longhorn Keith?
What's up, fellas? I didn't understand that either, man. That was pretty hilarious, though. Hey, John, I'm for the first time, I'm on the bandwagon of Oklahoma State this weekend simply because this will be probably the nail in the coffin that drives Tom Herman out after this loss. Not so much because of the loss, but because the huge decommitments that we are getting, or we just got one, probably the number one player in the 2022 class, decommitted this week. Which, you know, and his reason for that and was because of the development of players at Texas. And then also earlier this year, we lost probably the two of the most important commitments from players whose parents went to UT, and yet the Brockemeyers, and, you know, and their same thing is the development of players at Texas is just not happening. And so it's an interesting article that popped up today in the Statesman that said, what the development of players at Texas looks like is encouraging them to vote. And I thought that was so true because Tom Herman's in this culture, in this program, man. And I don't get me wrong, man. I like Tom Herman, but I think the shift needs to be from what I understand, there's a few regions willing to make the payment to buy him out, but that's going to drive up the price for Urban Meyer like never before. Urban Meyer's just sitting back right now, and it's going to be interesting to see what he says on the Fox game day show on Saturday, because we play on Fox, and he has not been kind to Tom Herman in his pregame shows.
Well,
and
he doesn't deserve it, though. So it's interesting to see, yeah. And I don't know, is this the majority of the fan base or the people that you talk to about the program that this has turned into a Bill O'Brien situation? You want to see him lose so that Tom Herman goes away?
Yeah, everybody that I talk to, even some of my alumni buddies, we are all on the same page, man. We wanted success for him, but it's not there. No players have been developed. Everybody wants him to go because you can't turn this around, right? You can't. What's taking place right now is a complete debacle, meaning not just the Eyes of Texas thing. You know, it's a whole, like, all of these players that he has gotten – or not gotten, and here's the other part. A lot of these young players are now saying, we don't know a player at Texas that is in the NFL that we watched in our lifetime, which is so true. You know, we talked about this the other day. What player at Texas that you can say at any position that these kids can look up and go, oh, wow, yeah, Colt McCoy, I was 5 then, or I was 3 then, or whatever that was. You know, it's just not happening, and I just don't think that he can save or right the ship at this point to make this look like it's going to be a winning program. And he keeps using, this is the part that everybody is upset about, his press conferences. He comes out and he goes, you know, me and Chris Del Conte are in line, we're aligned, and we understand that this has been a season like no other, where we haven't had any off-season programs. So, and everybody keeps saying the same thing. Bro, that happened to everybody in the country. You're not the only school. New offense coordinator, new defense coordinator. We're still installing stuff. Oh, well, that's happened to so many programs. You just got to get over it and win.
So it's misinformation that there's not any players in the NFL, though. I mean, there are plenty of players. I mean, not any stars, per se.
Right.
The biggest star is probably Justin Tucker that's in the NFL right now. Yep. But there are plenty of guys that are playing, Malcolm Brown and Holton Hill and Marquise Goodwin.
Yep, but here's a question. How much did you get out of those guys at Texas?
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
No, listen, his player development is sorely lacking.
Well, some of those guys were even before him. This has been a Texas problem. You know, Priest Holmes. What the hell happened to Priest Holmes at Texas? Jamal
right.
Charles.
Right.
Whenever he was in the pros, like, Jamal Charles is the best running back in football. Where, you know, Mac should have been using him better. This has been an issue for different players at different times. But I think your point, Longhorn Keith, about I think everything that Tom Herman is saying is real from a standpoint of new offense coordinator, new defense coordinator, gone from a 3-4 to a 4-3, all that stuff. You say it one time, and that's all you get to say it. Because after that, no one wants to hear it anymore. They really don't. It doesn't change the fact that it may be true, but no one, as John once said, and I've used it a bunch of times, no one wants to don't tell me how big the waves are, just bring the ship in. And that's all Texas fans or any other fan base is going to care about is the excuse thing. They don't want to hear it, even if it may be accurate. They don't want to hear it at a certain point.
Right. And
Urban Meyer rides him on that all the time. He rides him on that. If you watch the Fox pregame show, he rides him all the time on that because he calls him out for, and he says this all the time. They're, as long as they have on a Texas jersey, they're not anybody else's players. They're your players. You're the coach. You have to coach them up.
Yeah.
By the way, I have heard that Urban.
That's crap. That is crap.
I've heard, by the way, that Urban and Tom may not. Urban may not. Like, I don't know what the beef would be there between Urban and Tom, or maybe Urban towards Tom. But I've heard that maybe Urban is not a big fan.
Because he left him?
Yeah, but you can't begrudge a guy for leaving to take a head coaching job.
No, especially after he won you a national championship.
It can't be that. It's got to be, was it recruiting? But not recruiting to Houston. I wouldn't think you had the same guys. Yeah. Like, did you take any of his...
Well, did Or maybe Tom was pissed about some of the guys that Urban got from him and had or you don't know. You never know. That's funny. Is Nicole pro Texas losing so that you get rid of Tom Herman?
No, I haven't heard her say that.
No.
I think she wants him to win. She never ever cheers for them to lose, ever. No.
Well, Keith is hoping that they lose this week to Oklahoma State, another nail in Herman's coffin. Lance just rejoined us. He is with us here on ESPN. By the way, Finok is about what you think it is, Dell.
Yeah, I looked it up. We had a caller call in. I looked it up myself, and yeah. It's not great.
It's a Finok.
What is that, an Italian swear?
Yes, it's a slur.
It's a slur.
Do you remember the "you can act like a man" scene from Godfather?
You can act like a man!
There's a word he uses that I could never understand what he was saying. He calls him a Hollywood Finok. Yeah, and it's what you think it is.
Yeah, it's not good. So, yeah. And so Dell played it several times on the show.
And you just said it.
I didn't say it.
Can you say Finok?
Well, you just did. I don't know if you can. I don't think you should.
If I don't know what it means, I can say it.
Well, we just told you what
right,
it meant.
Right, I didn't know what it meant either.
You just said, Dell, it is what you mean, what you think it means, and then you said it.
Well, no, I didn't really say it, okay. Per se.
Whatever.
John's cussed on the air on Spanish.
Well, we know that. But
and no one
Spanish.
Says anything. Okay. Everyone's fine with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm not fine with? You not talking about the greatness that is Craig DeCerf.
Man, I – so when he used to be – he was over at David Taylor, and then they sold – and they went to a big company, and he hated it because, you know, the big companies want you to do the high-pressure sales and all this. And that's just not who Craig DeCerf is. And I remember him telling me the story. I said, boy, Craig, I'm surprised you ended up out here in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. He goes, Lance, I was too, but I spent 5 minutes out here. I went out here as a cursory interview, and I spent 5 minutes, and I was blown away. And I said, this is exactly where I should be. And it's because it has the family atmosphere. And why that's a big deal to you and should be is you shouldn't have to worry about doing battle against a salesperson. That shouldn't be what the car buying experience is. They will get right to the bottom line of price right away. They will give you as good a value as you'll find anywhere on trade-in value. They'll find all the dealer cash back and purchase allowances they can find for you because they want you to be happy. And that includes the customer service. That's why their CSI, the customer service index, is number one across the board year after year after year. They're out in Angleton. That's not a negative. Yeah, it's a little further drive for you, but it's also going to mean thousands in your pocket. And it's going to mean that your service is off the charts. And if they need to deliver that vehicle into Houston for you, they do it. They were doing it pre-COVID. It's not a big deal. So whether you're looking for a GMC Silverado pickup truck, I mean, a Chevy Silverado or a GMC Sierra pickup truck, a Yukon, maybe you're looking for the Buick Enclave crossover vehicle, possibly the Chevy Traverse, which is what I'm driving. You can find any vehicle that you want over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They're going to find the amenities that you're looking for, and then the price will not be beaten. Make sure that you go to the website to start your car buying experience at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I guess it's his final segment. He just takes off time during the show, whatever.
No, I'll stick around.
All right, well, we got Beat the Limo guy at the top of the hour here. What?
You stretching or something? What's wrong
with
you?
Nah, I'd plop down in my chair out on the pad. I'm doing the show from the patio today.
Oh, nice. Get in your room!
I was in my car, but now that the guy fixed our internet, I don't have to do a show in my car or on the telephone.
What was wrong with your internet?
You
had to unplug it and plug it back in?
No, we've had issues for about 3 months, and they gave me about like 2 weeks worth of credit. The guy comes in today, he goes, oh, I think I found the problem. So this is the job that the last guy did, and this is really not okay. I'm like, oh, okay, well, shouldn't I get a little more credit? He goes, yeah, this is really just, this is like the equivalent of duct taping something together. I'm like, oh, well, I'm surprised you threw the other guy on blast like that, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, the other guy sucks at what he does. Ted Lasso has already been renewed for a third season. I didn't even see season two. Where's season two?
Wait. Season three?
Season three. Where's season two?
No, I haven't seen. Season two is not out.
And by the way, Olivia Wilde is in this thing. Where's Olivia Wilde?
Well, she is the wife of Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, that's Olivia Wilde?
Olivia Wilde, that's her husband, Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis. Yes, yeah, it's been renewed. I guess they already feel like it's such a popular thing. There is no season two. In fact, the article says Ted Lasso renewed for season three at Apple ahead of season two production start. They haven't even started production on season two.
Because they can't. Okay, but they probably have to allot their budget towards it because they probably allotted the budget.
It was okay.
Yeah, it's
there's
it's,
some good scene, but it's corny and there's a lot.
Yeah, it's always corny, but it was fine. I don't know that I'll make it to a season three, to be honest.
I don't know that I will either.
Sunderland Till I Die is a really good show on, which is an actual documentary which shows a team being relegated. Oh my gosh, man, that was a really, really interesting show. They had two seasons of that, and then. But that's a real documentary. That's not anything other than that. And I'm watching a show right now on Netflix. That's one of the things about being sick, just sitting in bed. Like, what do I watch now? There's a show called The Devil All the Time or something like that. Oh, that just got too dark. I'm like, wow. I'm 30 minutes in and I just don't know if I can keep going with this thing.
That's a movie, so you don't have that much longer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a 2-hour-plus movie.
It's got Spider-Man in it.
Who?
Is there a spider pig?
No.
Well, then how could it be?
No,
spider pig, then you can't have a movie.
No, you can't in a comic.
Tobey Maguire wasn't in this.
No, the new Spider-Man, Tom Holland, the young dude that you see in that movie. Arvin, that name sounds familiar.
The skinny little kid that's so unbelievable. Okay.
Well, that's what Peter Parker was. He was a skinny little kid until he got bit by a spider, John.
Since
you know the story.
Since this is a movie, I don't have to commit to like 8 or 9 or 13 episodes. I'll keep watching because I'm about 30 minutes in and there's a lot of death and destruction and really terrible people. It's got a nerve wreck. What's the tomato meter on it, Dell? That's what I love is tomato meters now are on TV shows, streaming shows. You can catch it on anything.
It's like 64 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it feels about right. Yeah. I might watch it, but I don't feel like it's really drawing me in. Yeah, that's 64.
Yeah, I'm not interested in 64. I'm just not.
64 is not really high enough. I'd prefer it to be in the upper 70s as a jump.
But now they miss on some. They certainly miss on some. That they, you know, because
it's not 000 is high.
Is it?
I'll have to look it up.
Schitt's Creek is high.
Well, that's winning Emmy, so it better be.
Well, everybody's jumping on now. Everybody's you're just so basic. You jump on whenever when they start winning.
I was ahead. I was ahead of the schedule on 000. 89 on Rotten Tomatoes. 000.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lance is just basic.
Thank you. On Rotten Tomatoes. You don't have to go to Rotten Tomatoes. You can just come to Dell. Dell told you about 000.
Dell Tomatoes?
No, just Dell. Just come to Dell. Dell V2. That's where you get your ratings from.
That's it.
All right, and what are you watching right now, Dell?
I just finished Queen's Gambit on Netflix. Just watch it. It's weird. It's a girl who's an orphan who becomes this great chess player. It's based on a book. It's not a real thing, but it's based on a novel, and when she's in the orphanage, they give her like tranquilizer pills, and she uses those pills to like visualize the board.
That's called Hannah. That's Hannah.
No, that's a different show. That's
the
Prime.
Tranquilizer, and then she murders people, right?
Hannah
and
is
plays chess.
No, Hannah's good too, but that's two different shows. But I just finished that. I like that one. Have you seen it, John? You said it sounded like you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm going to watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's pretty good. The lead actress has been in stuff. She was in the M. Night Shyamalan Split movie with James McAvoy. She's been in some stuff. You'll recognize her face. She has like these big eyes. So it's one of her features on her face that you'll kind of be locked into. But it's pretty good. And she's drunk, so John will like her.
I love
a lot
that girl.
And stuff. On the show, I don't know if she's a real drunk.
So Netflix has a category of stuff that really happened. of movies that are made out of real events, that's my favorite. Because we watched a movie the other day about an Irish troop that had to defend a fort in the Congo that was just – it was actually a lot like – what is the movie that just came out recently about a – they had to defend in Afghanistan? Anyway, it was almost – it was eerily identical.
The Siege of Jadotville, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Jadotville.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. And these guys, I mean, it was unbelievable what they did, and they were ostracized, but I won't give it away, but it was just amazing. It's just amazing.
It has the serial killer from that show. What's the name of the show? It had Gillian Anderson in it. It was set in England. What's the name of that show?
He The Fall?
Yeah. He's the lead, the commander.
He's
in The Fall. He plays the serial killer in that show.
Yeah, and then
he's
we watched.
The Fall, right?
Yeah,
and then we watched another one about the journalist from the San Jose Mercury News who exposed the Contra they were selling drugs to pay for the uprising in. My brain doesn't work. Anyway. It was really, really good. And this dude, his whole life fell apart because of this. It was actually really, really good. That's my favorite is stories that are about real, because you can make up anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you love Lord of the Rings.
Spider pigs.
And you love Lord of the Rings, so that's based on the real thing, right?
Because it's based on real true story. Middle Earth. It happened in Middle Earth.
Thorn Oakenshield.
As opposed to spider pigs.
As opposed to Thorn Oakenshield and dragons.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what, John? I've always said this about you. You have no heart. You know where you could check your heart at, though, Lance?
CoreMed Solutions. You know what? Maybe we'll call Dr. Burkholder, and he'll say, John, just come in here. We'll get you an echocardiogram, an EKG, a stress test, and we'll find out if it's the wiring that's wrong with your heart. We'll find out if you have myocarditis, or we'll just find out if you just don't have a heart. It could be any of those things. They'll find it for you, and they can treat it for you. And here's the great thing about CoreMed. I want you to listen to this. A lot of times you won't go see a cardiologist until you have an issue, a severe issue. And a lot of times that can be too late or can turn into an issue where you're already, jumping into surgery. The best thing to do is go to a specialist like a cardiologist, only you don't even have to get your primary care physician in on this one. You can go right to CoreMed Solutions, and they can either take your insurance or they can work off insurance, and it's just $200. It has never been more affordable for you to get a checkup of your heart. Find out if you have an abnormal heart, if you have an enlargement, if you have myocarditis, if you have something that is hereditary that needs to be worked on. They have a connection with a hereditary company that will check your genetics and work towards helping you in that front for now and in the future. There's so many benefits. It is imperative that you get in here and take advantage of this. I always speak very highly of them because this is one of the only times I've ever seen a company that works outside of a hospital that is run by a hospital by an actual cardiologist and who has worked with all the biggest hospitals. And they have a mobile unit so they can take it to your workplace and get an entire workforce tested like they did with UPS or Waste Connection. Make sure that you go to CoreMedSolutions.com for more information, CoreMedSolutions.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.